I think you do have to be respectful of other people's viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to be cognizant of how other people have seen the conflict, the troubles,
mm-hmm.
even to use the two words, causes of difficulty.
Yeah.
To some people it was a terrorist campaign, to others it was a freedom, our fight for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it a conflict, some people call it troubles. You have to be aware of who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be, there has to be a sympathy there, and there will always be a sympathy there between victims.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we don't always listen while someone's talking.
Mm-hmm.
We give the notion of listening, but what we're actually waiting to do is challenge what they've said, or to give your narrative of what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your narrative that is always more important. So I think from that perspective, people do need to be more respectful,
mm-hmm.
of differing views and differing opinions, and that not, you're not always right.
Mm-hmm.
And your narrative is not always right, or your understanding of what happened is not always right.
Mm-hmm.
And that there are different understandings and different narratives and different viewpoints. And I think one of the huge difficulties, and we would probably be accused of this as well, is that because you do single identity work, that it's then more difficult to look and see,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, okay, what was the UDR family's perspective of the troubles, or the IUC man's family, or the IUC,
mm-hmm.
personnel's perspective of the troubles, or flip that, someone who was born, well, I wasn't born in Saitama, but I lived all my life in Saitama.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like as a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old to live in what was basically a war zone, you know,
mm-hmm.
conflict zone? So how do others actually listen to what's being said, as opposed to sitting there giving the impression of listening but not hearing what is being said? So I think there is a sense of that. We do need to listen more,
mm-hmm.
And not be judgmental or as judgmental, and not judgmental as to how people say things and the language that they use.